Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 19th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, Apple has announced its plans to start rolling out new immersive video content to Apple Vision Pro starting this week. Starting today, a new series called Boundless has premiered for Apple Vision Pro users. Apple says that Boundless lets viewers experience once-in-a-lifetime trips from wherever they are, thanks to the immersive video experience on Vision Pro. In August, Apple will release the next installment of its Wildlife Nature documentary series on Vision Pro. And in September, the company says it will release Elevated, a new aerial travel series that whisks viewers around iconic vistas from staggering heights. Apple also teases a broad lineup of other immersive video content coming to Apple Vision Pro later this year, including Submerged, the first scripted short film captured in Apple Immersive Video, the 2024 NBA All-Star Weekend with an immersive short film that relives some of the best moments from this year's NBA All-Star events. There's also an immersive experience featuring musical artist The Weeknd coming later this year, and a new big wave surfing show that Apple says will show off elite surfers attempting to ride the heaviest wave in the world in Tahiti. Apple's press release also reiterates its new partnership with Blackmagic Design to empower professional filmmakers to bring their creative vision to life with a new production workflow for Apple Immersive Video. Beyond today's announcements, Apple also promises more series, films, concerts, and sports captured in Immersive Video coming this year. In other news today, earlier this week, the FBI announced that it had accessed the locked phone of Thomas Matthew Crooks, the man who opened fire at a Trump rally last Saturday. A new report from Bloomberg today reveals more details about this process and the phone used by Crooks. After Saturday's Trump rally shooting, the FBI said on Sunday that it had been unsuccessful in unlocking Crooks' phone. The phone was then sent to the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, and on Tuesday, the Bureau confirmed that it had successfully unlocked the phone in question. Bloomberg says that the shooter used a newer Samsung phone that runs Android, and the FBI's initial attempt to unlock the phone on Sunday involved using Cellebrite software to bypass or identify the phone's passcode. When that initial effort failed, Bloomberg says the FBI turned directly to Cellebrite for help unlocking the Samsung device. Cellebrite then gave the FBI access to additional technical support and new software that was still being developed. With that new software from Cellebrite, the FBI was subsequently able to unlock the Samsung Android phone in 40 minutes. For those unfamiliar, Cellebrite is a company that makes kits designed to break into locked smartphones to access the personal data on those devices. A leak on Thursday revealed that Cellebrite can't unlock iPhones running iOS 17.4 and later, and as of right now, it also cannot break into most iPhones running iOS 17.1 through iOS 17.3.1. The Associated Press reported that Crooks had photos on his phone of the former Republican President Trump and President Joe Biden and other government officials, but as of right now, it's unclear whether any other useful information was found on the device. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. If you've ever considered buying an intelligent robot vacuum, your time for effortless, immaculate floors has arrived. Roborock's 2024 Prime Day sales promotion is one you won't want to miss. There's a model for every price point and lifestyle, but these incredible deals are only available until July 21st. Roborock has sold more than 9.2 million of its robot vacuum products in more than 40 countries, and this is your chance to join the family. Get up to $650 off with prices starting from $260 for Prime Day 2024. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, we get a lot of questions about what's next for the iPad mini, so I thought we should round up some of the most recent rumors about what's to come. The next generation iPad mini will reportedly have an improved display to help resolve jelly scrolling problems. Jelly scrolling is when half of a device's display refreshes noticeably slower than the other half. This results in a sort of wobble effect, hence the jelly scrolling name. Apple is actually currently battling a class action lawsuit that alleges the jelly scrolling display issue makes the current iPad mini 6 unusable. For the iPad mini 7, Apple has reportedly changed the direction of the iPad mini's screen assembly to reduce the effects of this jelly scrolling problem. The next generation iPad mini will also reportedly feature faster performance. The current iPad mini is powered by the A15 Bionic chip. Initially, a reliable leaker out of China said the new model will feature an A16 Bionic chip, but more recently, code has hinted at the new iPad mini being powered by the A17. This will enable even faster performance, but perhaps more importantly, depending on the amount of RAM, the new iPad mini 7 could also support Apple Intelligence. Other components in the iPad mini 7 are also expected to be updated, including support for Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth 5.3. One rumor says the new iPad mini 7 will also be available in new colors, beyond the existing purple, starlight pink, and space gray. The new iPad mini 7 could also feature an upgraded camera, but no specific details on that change have been reported. The new iPad mini 7 will be released later this year, according to both Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Ming-Chi Kuo. Looking further into the future, Apple is also expected to bring more advanced OLED displays to the iPad mini, but we're years away from that becoming a reality. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find an ad-free version of 9to5 Mac Daily at 9to5mac.com/join. for $5 a month or $50 a year. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.